Hi Tom, this is Laura. I tried to call you earlier today. No luck there, so I decided to leave you this voice message. I have so much to tell you. My first week in London has been great. I'm staying in a lovely shared flat in Shepherd's Bush. I think it's the one we found together online. The flat is small but cozy, and my two flatmates are going to move in on Saturday. Shepherd's Bush is such an interesting part of London, with lots of shops, a few parks, and many bars and restaurants. London's biggest shopping mall, I think it's called Westfield London. It's just 10 minutes away, but I haven't been there yet. Oh, that reminds me. A few days ago, I went to the stationery shop to get some nice notebooks and folders before my lessons start. As I came into the shop, there were a few people waiting in line to pay for their shopping, but I had to look around first before getting in queue. Well, I got my notebooks, my folders, and a few nice-looking pens, and then I saw that my friend Lena, who's also an exchange student in London, was next in line. So we said hello, and she offered me to pay together so we could get the shopping done quickly and then go for a coffee to catch up. As soon as I placed my shopping on the counter, the people behind started complaining. When I turned around to leave the shop, the people in the queue gave me some mean looks, and it was so embarrassing. Oh yeah, there was this, another strange thing that happened. The shop assistant called me Love. Well, actually, he said, "There you go, Love," as he was handing me my shopping. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I see this boy every day, as the shop is so close to my flat. But do you think he fancies me? Should I ask him about that in order to avoid an awkward situation in the future? Well, another thing that I wanted to ask you about is, why do people say sorry all the time? Whenever I'm at the supermarket, people say sorry even just for passing by me. Am I being rude for not saying sorry enough? On the other hand, if I haven't bumped into them or knocked something over, I do not feel the need to say sorry. It's just so confusing. But what is even more confusing are the meal deals here. Well, let me tell you about this. My study buddy, Tanya, invited me for lunch on my first day. I was absolutely looking forward to a warm meal at a nice cheap restaurant close to the uni. But instead, we just popped over to the local supermarket and she started listing all these weird sandwiches with an explanation that you can get a soft drink of choice, a bag of crisps, and a sandwich for little money. You can imagine my surprise. All I wanted to say, "Is that what you call a lunch?" I was taken by surprise and I just grabbed the first thing, a tuna-cucumber combination that was actually quite delicious. However, the flavor of crisps was salt and vinegar. At least I know what not to take in the future. By the way, I have already visited the Science Museum and the Victoria and Albert Museum, as well as the Tower Bridge. All I can say is that London has the best sights. Oh, I have to run now. My English lesson is starting in 15 minutes and I still need to catch the tube. But how are you, Tom? Looking forward to hearing from you. Bye!